オーバー。
The other night I was sitting in Gene and Gabe's restaurant. So what?And in walked a man with a dog, a German shepherd. Or a German shepherd walked in with a man or a dog. The man begged for a free meal, and I heard Gene say, "Why should I give you a free meal?" And the man said, "Well, my dog can speak." I said, "All right, make him speak, I'll give you a free meal."So the man looked at the dog and said, "What's on top of a house?" The dog said, "Roof!" "Not good enough." So the man said, "Who's the world's greatest baseball player?" And the dog said, "Roof!" And they got kicked out. You can tell I'm killing time. As I walked outside, I saw the man sitting in the gutter. The dog looked up at the man and said, "DiMaggio?" There are many folk heroes like Paul Bunyan, Johnny Appleseed, and John Wayne. The next one is a relative of John's.
Saddle, he was tall and lean, and at first you thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong, but when look in his eyes and you knowed you was wrong. He was a mountain man, and I want you to know that he could preach hot hell or freezing snow. He carried a Bible in a canvas sack. Folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I could hear him sing, "I got to walk that lonesome valley, I got to walk it by myself, oh, nobody else can walk it for me. I got to walk it by myself." Well, if ever I could have thought that that man in black was soft and had any yellow up his back, I gave that notion up the day a lumberjack came in and it wasn't a prey. He kicked open the meeting house door and he cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. And he hit that reverend like the kick of a mule in the mouth. Were you thinking it took a real fool to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack? Well, that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. And he stood like a rock, a man among men, and he let that lumberjack hit him again. And then with a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big oak tree when he said, "You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk by yourself, for nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself."
Well, it's been many years since we had to part. I guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermons ring down in the valley where he used to sing. Followed him, yeah, and I don't regret it. I hope that I'll always be a credit to his memory, 'cause I want you to understand that the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man.
You got to walk that lonesome valley, and you got to walk it by yourself, for nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself. Well, nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk. got to walk in by yourself.